Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers. FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers. If off the black police, that 13th Amendment. Trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP, stand for Free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police, feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, up coin sale pro.
Show.
They got me started, lion hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, you think this shit gonna be televised? Black power, be scared guys, they be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth a crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday. I fuck me, promise. Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment. Tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here. Up coin sale pro.
RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, too, that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit that don't tolerate it, melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack upped up another conversation, Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police departments to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prison. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
Since I first learned to crawl, then the walk I was running. Then I got older, started planning to run it. Hung around my OGs, they would mold me to run it. Then I got cocky, had a couple of running. Did a small bit, but learned mad wisdom from it. Got my mind right, now it's my time to run it. To the finish line, the success where I'm running. To make sure that my daughter's after me, gon' run it. Running from the past to a higher state of mind. Running from the police, ain't got time to do no time. Running from these fakers, since they game be so see-through. And running to that money like I'm running from the people. Running like I'm in a car race just to get it. Running like I'm late, no time to waste, I'm trying to get there. Running like I'm about to save my people when I get there. And do it like a king, ain't ever did it when I get there. Cause I'm running, running. running to success. You know you're supposed to be eating off your talents. Running, running, there ain't no stopping. I'm so out of breath, it sound like I'm beatboxing. I'm running, I want what's mine. You can have what you want if you focus your mind. I'm running, and I ain't stopping. I'm so out of breath, it sound like I'm beatboxing. Running from the media and these lies that they feed us. Fingers to the government and this fake food they feed us. Turn you to a consumer with these messages they feed ya. Keep you disinformed with these messages they feed us. Cancer and disease from this food that they feed ya. Billions on healthcare from this food that they feed us. Kill us, but when it's time for war, then y'all need us. Medical experiment with live human feeders. So now I suggest that you lace up a runner. Go learn your history, boo, it's Einstein a runner. Look at our history and see how we used to run it. That's why they kept us down, because they know we're running. But now we're getting smarter, we about to take over. They call it the end of the world, we call it the takeover. Running because you realize this world belongs to us. And running like some kings and queens and warriors. Yeah, cause I'm running, running, running to success. You know you're supposed to be eating off your talents. Running, running, there ain't no stopping. I'm so out of breath, it sound like I'm beatboxing. I'm running, I want what's mine. You can have what you want if you focus your mind. I'm running, and I ain't stopping. I'm so out of breath, it sound like I'm beatboxing. I'm running, running. Running to success, you know you're supposed to be eating off your talents. Running, running, it ain't no stopping. I'm so out of breath, it sound like I'm beatboxing. I'm running, I want what's mine. You can have what you want if you focus your mind. I'm running, and I ain't stopping. I'm so out of breath, it sound like I'm beatboxing. Running.
Feel like you're free. Feel like you're
everybody tuning in tonight on this day as we broadcast. Now, right at the start of the show, we're looking at the studio saying that we only have 15 minutes to broadcast tonight. We don't know how this is possible. And with this technical difficulty from the enemy, we still have to push on tonight. So for those comrades that are going to give the reports tonight, go ahead and press number one, because I don't know if we're going to go into overtime or they're going to cut us off at this mark right now. So go ahead and press the number one. As we go on tonight with tonight's broadcast, we'll not just get off the line. We'll continue to broadcast tonight. So I think we have Brother Calfani on the line. We have Sister Dion on the line. We have Sister Crystal on the line. I want to go ahead and open these mics up because I'm not honestly sure what is going on with the studio, why it's only giving us 5 minutes. So, comrades, y'all open right now. You have the floor.
All right, Black Power. This is Sister Crystal. I'm going to be real quick anyway because we are still working. The members of the Houston chapter are currently in the field along with the members of the National Black Lives Front. They're going through the neighborhood in Houston, in the neighborhood, actually hand delivering care packages to our people as we speak. Come on, go ahead and mute the other line. Just mute the other line right quick. All right. Mute the other line. Okay, so they're going through our Houston chairman, Brother Robert, is going working along with the National Black United Front Houston chapter, and they are going through the neighborhoods as we speak, delivering care packages to families, putting them directly in their hands. I do know that our Beaumont chapter, and I hopefully we can hear from Brother Johnny, but they were up until the late evening of yesterday, along with our National Deputy Minister Finn. They're out at Beaumont receiving water and setting up, continuing to set up the base in Beaumont that still has a much need for the Beaumont and Port Arthur need for water. So they're in the process yesterday and this morning. Same way here in Dallas. We just touched down in Dallas, myself along with Brother Devin out of Mississippi. We just touched down in Dallas, and we're on our way to meet Brother Jay Morrison with the Jay Morrison Academy, who has been doing the water drive here in Dallas. And we will be helping to bring those water and supplies to the people of Dallas about down to our people. So right now, it's an ongoing thing, you know. It's we got years of work to do. This was not a sprint. First thing what had to be done was the search and rescue. Then after that, the people in Beaumont and other places, what's going on now is called search and recovery for the areas where the water went down, where they're having to recover people who didn't survive. But then we have, in all of these cities right now, people have lost everything. So supplies, we got tons and tons of clothes that we were able to bring to people and also to local shelters that have offered to wash the clothes and get them out to the people. So it's so much work being done, and so much work is going to need to be done, continue to be done. So we just need people to continue to send support. We have, if people need work, we have ways of getting people work that want to assist with the cleanup right now. And also, we need other volunteers to help us continue with our humanitarian efforts of getting these supplies out to the people. So it's work on top of work on top of work every day. So that's what we got going. We have, I don't know how much time of what these people are doing with our show, but we have some comrades that have been in the field for a whole week straight, and they've got a little rest, but are still up and at it. We have some folks who were stranded in the water that got themselves together, and they're back out there helping the people. So it's SOS, it's Save Ourselves. It's all hands on deck. I got Brother Devin right here. Brother Devin.
Black power, black power.
Thank you.
Black power, brother.
All right. Yeah, me and Sister Cruz just touched down in Dallas, and getting ready to meet up with Jay and Dan, but grab this boat. I guess we really need to be preparing ourselves for these next storms they have coming. Hurricane Irma. Now it's Hurricane Jose. He coming too. So my people back home in Mississippi, they're still gathering goods, but I told them no more clothes, so we will be more functional next, you know what I'm saying, next time. And I'm thinking that we might be able to come up with a boat from back home too. But we have a lot of work that we have to do, and it's a non-stop fight. Black power.
Black power. As we speak, we rolling up on this this drive that Brother Jaden and I got going. But we're right here on the corner of Malcolm X and Martin Luther King Boulevard in Dallas, Texas. It's packed out here. So what we're going to do is, if you got anybody else on the line, we're going to find a good parking, and we're going to get Brother Jay to get on the line live, so go ahead and hear from the other comrades while we find the parking. Black power.
Black power, black power, Sister Crystal. Black power to our brother as well. Now, this is what we're going to do, Sister Dion. Go ahead, open up Brother Calfani's line. Press the number one. You're on the line. You want to get his field report. We do not know how long we're going to be on the air because our stream time is up. So, black power, unmute Brother Calfani, and then we'll go from there. Make sure you press the number one. Black power.
Black power.
Black power. Hello?
Yeah, black power, brother. You live.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Black power, comrade. I don't know. I've been seeing all kind of weather reports about the new hurricane that's coming in. It seems to be, I don't know, some false information being passed on. So I really don't know what's true and what's not true or what to believe and what not to believe, because the media never really tells us the full story about what's really going on anyway. So I guess we just got to stay alert and just be aware and prepare. Black power.
Black power, black power. Black power, we see a couple of Houston numbers on the line. Do I see, that's unfamiliar. If you want to give a report right now, press the number one. So we know that you're on the line, you want to give your report, because technically we are being pushed off the air. So Black Power 832, you're live right now. Black Power 832, last four, 1929, you're live to the New Black Panther Party.
Black Power Sister Amari, you live.
Oh, crap. Power. I'm sorry. I was just calling in to listen and see what was going on in other parts of the city. I live on the west side, and the areas that didn't flood during the rain are flooding due to the releasing water on the reservoir. So it's kind of difficult to navigate through. There's no gas, not really much food in the grocery stores on this side. I just got back into Houston about 5:30, and I'm still, trying to get off of I-10 to get back towards my side. So other than that, that's pretty much it over here at Black Power.
Black Power, Sister Amari. Do we have anybody else on, Sister Dion?
No, we don't. This actually, we have a, I don't know what 229 calling from.
229, Black Power. It's 229, person number one, if you want to get into tonight's broadcast. We continue on with tonight's broadcast. You live right now, 229, I'm speaking with. Black Power, 229, is that not Mississippi? Oh, no, that's 601, excuse me. Okay, 229, if you want to get into the broadcast, person number one, and we'll come back to you for as long as we're allowed to be on the air tonight. We got a 15-minute mark, but we're going to go ahead and use this overtime to update our information on Hurricane Irma right here tonight on New Black Panther Party Radio. Irma is expected to remain with low vertical wind shear and a moist mid-level atmosphere, high up ocean heat content as it moves northwest during the next several days. We have to look out. This is a potentially catastrophic Category 5 and will bring life-threatening wind, storm surge, and rainfall hazards to portions of the Northeast Leeward Islands, where it is right now, Puerto Rico, in the Virgin Islands, Cuba, the Bahamas, the Dominican Republic, and Haiti are on alert and on hurricane watch right now as we speak, as this thing continues to move northeastern our way as it is coming into the direction of Florida and the Gulf Coast. This could directly, it is directly affecting the Bahamas. And Irma is expected to affect these islands up until the day of the 8th. Now, from the 8th, from the 5th to the 8th, so that would be today, on into the 8th, this is where the Caribbean will be experiencing this Hurricane Irma. But as it comes out on the 8th, the 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th will be vital for Virginia, New York, Georgia, Florida, and all of those eastern regions, all the eastern region and southeastern region. It's far up to New York. There are models that show this thing going in many directions, but in every single model, it shows it hitting the United States. Do we know where? No. But we know that the most probable landfall place for it to be would be the Key West, would be Key West Island or the Florida Peninsula. The hurricane will begin turning northwest, and it has begun turning northwest. One of the things to mention about this hurricane is that the chance of it hitting Florida has increased in the last 48 hours and just a little bit ago, there was talk that it would not, that it was less, that it was not so likely. But we're not going to wait to be told to get prepared. So if you're in the Florida area, you're in the Georgia area, you're in Mississippi, you even as far up to New York, or Newark, or New Jersey, it is time to get prepared. Do not wait on the killer cracker to tell you that it's time to get prepared. Now we have some very telling. Of up-to-date information on Hurricane Harvey, the weather as well as the impact of Hurricane Harvey. We are also talking about the environmental and chemical threats that this thing poses Can you still hear me, Sister Dion? Are we still broadcasting in overtime?
Black Power, we are still in overtime.
Okay, Black Power, right on. So we're going to use this time. And there are now at least 63 deaths from this hurricane. This is the projected number. We do not know if it's the correct number, if it's under or if it's over, but this is what we were getting logistically, 63 up from 50-plus, and if the disaster left behind from Harvey, this could be more and will be more as the water drains out. We will see the true body count, unfortunately. But by the grace of the ancestors, we will be able to continue our efforts, and I believe that we will. We believe that we will as long as we continue to support the New Black Panther Party Black Cross. So right now, visit www.nbppblackcross.com. Visit nbppblackcross.com to donate to the disaster relief efforts of the New Black Panther Party and those in the area that are on the ground helping out right now. Harris County, which is the most populous county in Texas. Now, let's be very clear about Harris County also includes Houston. It has the highest death toll with 30 related Harvey deaths. That is more than half of the total 63, which would just leave 33 for other places. We got information that several of these deceased are elderly people in a handful of counties who reported as death when medical equipment such as oxygen and tanks did not work. We still have thousands of people in Southeast Texas that do not have safe drinking water, including the city of Beaumont, with just over 100,000 people in the population. Some 190,000 homes were damaged, and another 13,000 plus were destroyed, according to the Department of Safety in Texas. Now is the time that our people are facing the most tragic time that we have ever faced as a Black family in the areas of the Southern Texas Gulf Coast and the Louisiana Gulf Coast. So we have to do what we can now to lift the spirits of our people. I was able to talk to Brother Johnny. I had the privilege not too long before the beginning of this botched broadcast, but when I talked to the brother, he said one of the things that inspired him is the fact that he is seeing some smiles return to our people's faces. Now, that is just a small respite based on the large, total, encompassing damage and catastrophic effect that this has had on our areas in Texas, in Louisiana, and the funny thing is that you're able to get the Code of Umoja, which is a document that kind of outlines with Queen Mother Moore and Malcolm X, and everyone sat down and outlined these lands that were promised to us pre-slavery and as well what should be our post-slavery. And every single one of the cities that is being hit, and every single one of the states is being hit with Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma that's going to come in. All of these are listed in the Code of Umoja. So make no mistake about it, that this is a calculated plan to exterminate the Black population here in the hills of North America. That is why they're only giving us 15 minutes to broadcast today on this botch broadcast. We will continue on. More than 135,000 homes have been destroyed in certain areas. We're looking at over 222,000 number of electric customers without service due to the storm. Now, that also accounts for the almost 100,000 more people just in Houston with no power. We're looking at more than 100 highways currently closed or flooded. This number could have dropped or could have risen based off of that initial report. As we continue on with tonight's broadcast, you may not be able to get in, but make sure you call in tomorrow, 718-664-6398. We'll put out the number right now. Let's check this cracker, see if he's about what he's about. And let's still get people to call in. Tell them to call in right now, 718-664-6398. Still right here on the live, Black at you today, on this day as we broadcast from behind enemy lines. I'm your host, Brother Captain Sadiq, National Chief of Staff of the New Black Panther Party, under the National Chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad, who we just heard from. We also heard from our local Minister of Defense out of Houston, Texas, Brother Cal Fine, and we heard from our local official in Houston, Texas, Sister Amari. But we are continuing on with this broadcast as advertised, as prophesied, as promised, regardless of any interruptions. Now, one of the things about Hurricane Irma that must be understood is that we're not going to wait on them to tell us. Now, they said it wouldn't hit. Now, they said it will hit. It doesn't matter where it hits or when it hits. We have to be prepared. One of the most important resources you're going to have to go ahead and start to collect now is clean water. You're going to have to start to go ahead and collect clean water. We're noticing today in the south side of Atlanta, the weather did a 360 from earlier today where it was bright and sunny. Now it is dark and rainy, and it is very windy, more windy than usual. In fact, I have not felt that kind of wind from a storm since I've been in Atlanta, you know, which has been going on almost 7 years. So whatever it is that is coming, we know what it is, but whenever it does come, it will be powerful, as we're just now starting to get just some wind and some rain, which is very light compared to what is forecasted to take place with Hurricane Irma and everything that is going on. There is a tropical depression, not a hurricane, following Hurricane Irma, Tropical Depression Jose, that has not reached hurricane wind speed. So we're going to keep an eye on Jose, but it does not seem so serious that we must put it on the radar. We already have so much to talk about tonight. So we want everybody to call in right now. Now, if you are in those areas of Houston, and you're in the area of Louisiana, and now Georgia, and you want to be of assistance, you want to join the search and rescue and recovery effort, right now is the best time to do it. Visit www.mbpp.org. It is a new B as in Black, P as in Panther, P as in Party.org, mbpp.org. Click the contact tab and send us a system email so we can move you along the membership process to get you in position to get boots on the ground and make this thing possible as we continue on with the broadcast tonight. I want to remind everybody that we still have a political prisoner campaign that is very alive and is more important than ever at this time, as this nation falls to its knees due to the evil of the cracker, that we don't let this devil off the hook and we keep the attention on our political prisoners of the Black nation. Brother Sharif Amejo said, National Field Marshal, was kidnapped and arrested arbitrarily against the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights, and also based off of the global and international, national, and local laws of the land of this stolen land, this corporation. Our brother has been in the Essex County concentration camp system going on now for a couple months. Now, the best thing for us to do at this moment is to gain the information off of Facebook. We need to write our brother. We need to do what we can. We can send money to our brother. Whatever it is that we can do at this point would help. Our brother has even called and checked on us from behind enemy lines, from behind the wall, in the belly of the beast. And that just shows you the competence, and that shows you the honor in our brother to be thinking about us when he is going through one of the most trying times of his life. And our people in Louisiana, Texas, and some of these states that have experienced some of the after effects of this storm surge are as well getting and moving into the recovery process, which could be years and years. Time span wise, as we broadcast tonight, we were given just a mere 15 minutes in our initial stream. We do not know how long we will be on the line. So if you have a report to give, right now press the number 1 and we will put you live in the queue. We do not know if you will be able to get in if you hang off, and we do not know if anybody else can call in. Maybe you should check and see, Sister Dion. Try to check and text one of the comrades, see if they can still call in to the broadcast. Because I think they might be playing an optical illusion trick on us. Because if we only have 15 minutes, we'd be off by that. So
okay.
If we can still call in, we're still live. Black Power City. So we're going to keep this broadcast up to get more people on the line. Because everything that we have to say tonight is important. We want to make sure that the whole Black nation hears. We're not going to take a break tonight. We're going to continue on with part 9 of this broadcast. And we're gonna hold the devil accountable and make him work to shut us down. So we want to make sure that everybody hears what there is to hear tonight. Now, Hurricane Harvey is now moving at a sustained wind speed. Now, it is still recorded at 15 miles an hour in the center, which is the eye of the hurricane, or the previous hurricane, former hurricane. Now it is the tropical depression moving northeast at 4 miles per hour, down from 5 miles per hour, and is looking to go down even further and completely dissipate. And it's still moving 20 miles northwest of Lexington, Kentucky, classified as tropical depression. Black power.
No, when I call, actually I tried to call from my other phone, and it's saying that the show have not started yet. So it's not letting nobody even call in. Fucking devil.
Oh, it is just rich. I'm telling you. Okay. As we continue on with tonight's broadcast, you know, thank you to the BR, National Minister of Communications, local chairwoman out of Baton Rouge, the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. We're trying to patch up these technical difficulties now that we don't have a show. But for those on the line broadcast that we do have a show, that we will continue to have a show every day this week and then some, as long as these storms are coming into collide with the Black Nation, we will continue to broadcast on Hurricane Harvey weather updates. The remnants of the storm low shifted the heaviest rainfall into Kentucky and has indirectly spread severe storms into North Carolina, soaking rain into Virginia. Curiously enough, Black family, this hurricane is moving in the same path as the Great American Eclipse. The same path as the Great American Eclipse. So the cracker called it. So that is something for brain food right there. If somebody wanted to, you know, chime in and kind of, they had an opinion on that, or if somebody had any research on that, that was something that just popped up earlier as I was gathering logistics that this thing is leaving North Carolina as the eclipse left North Carolina, and it's coming in exactly where the eclipse came in for the southern region. The National Weather Service reports that the West Gulf River Forecast Center estimated that Harvey unleashed 63.4 million feet of water, acre feet of water, in the form of rainfall, or at least 17.4 trillion gallons of water. If you can imagine, that is a massive amount of water. That leaves a massive amount of water damage, came from a massive storm surge. And what we are dealing with right now is something that will continue to go on during the recovery period. Now, as these 17.4 trillion gallons, 53.4 million acre feet starts to clear out, when it clears out, then we are going to see the true total of damage that has been done as we continue on with the broadcast. We also are getting told by the National Weather Service, or we gather logistics from the National Weather Service, 56 counter tornadoes associated with Harvey. That number has risen, with 157 tornado warnings issued by the National Weather Service office in Houston for southeast Texas alone. That does not include the whole state, and that is almost 200 tornadoes. So we're looking at Irma. We're not just focusing on the storm surge. We're not just focusing on the actual rain. We also want to focus on the tornadoes. We also want to focus on, you know, the power outages, the water shutting off, all these things that come along in complement with this hurricane. And the same things we now, that may be one of the black power, that may be one of the things that we can learn from Hurricane Harvey. Our people in the southern Gulf Coast did not have a proper time to prepare, and were not, well, they had a little bit of time, but they were lied to and told that it wasn't a topic of discussion. It was nothing to worry about. The day that Hurricane Irma broke, we got on the air and we told people, bump that, we're not going to listen to that bullshit no more. Regardless if they tell us if it's nothing to worry about, it's something for us to worry about. So fuck if they worry about it, we're going to worry about it. So we're not going to take that route this time. So those in the areas where Hurricane Irma is coming, like Florida and Georgia and Mississippi, all the way up to Virginia, all the way up to New York, New Jersey, are all in trouble of getting hit by this catastrophe. Now is the time to prepare. You know, don't wait for the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th, thinking that you still have time. We were clearly told that this thing was over 2,000 miles out in the south side of Atlanta, has just still in a light thunderstorm with winds that are very, very unusual for the area at this time of the year. So I believe personally, in my personal opinion, that that storm is much closer than we're being told. We should always think almost opposite of what we're told by this devil. We got to talk about the chemical threat that is still facing our people before we get booted off the line. Harvey has caused more than 750 gallons of chemicals to spill, which could lead to contamination of local water supplies, water in the Gulf leading to health problems, including vomiting and respiration issues. At least two reports specify that crude oil or residual mix of oil and water was released directly into open flood waters. Brief skin exposure to this crude oil can cause high vomiting, diarrhea, and skin conditions, among other symptoms. So we're looking at a situation, like we said, where it's not just the power going out, it's not just the water going out, it's not just the tornadoes, but now we have a chemical threat. We've had a chemical threat as this thing has unfolded, which was almost as if they were trying to hide the fact that there was such a massive chemical threat after the Arkema after our chemical plant exploded in Crosby, then they had no choice but to come clean about what was going on. Now, two spills released transformer oil, a class of non-flammable oils that sometimes include cancerous chemicals. So if they sometimes include cancerous chemicals, they most likely do include cancerous chemicals. So those two spills, those two spill sources remain anonymous. So we have to assume that these are government-funded sites. They do not want the name of these sites to be released because 9 times out of 10, they are in the area of a black community. Based off of the national statistics, more than over 35 to 40% of black communities are in the area of a coal, chemical, or some type of polluted plant, and that is based off of the Bureau of Justice statistics. As we move on, so we know that most times these facilities are located in black communities, are not too far from black communities. These landfill sites. I mean, take it here in Atlanta, in the West End, there's a gigantic, just state landfill site that just sits right in the middle of the West End, which is anybody who knows Atlanta knows that that is one of the most concentrated black areas of Atlanta. So it's definitely a situation where it has been set up from the onset. It has been set up for years for when these storms happen. So they put this in our community because it doesn't, they don't worry if the water goes and drains those chemicals into our water. They only worry if it drains the chemicals into their water. 11 trillion gallons of rain have been dumped in Texas. And that's actually under what the news report says to get that 11 trillion. Some point is then some after the number. So we want to look at some of these rain totals. There was a prediction that all of the areas outside of Harvey's initial area that hit, excuse me, could receive up to 10 inches of standing water. What we've seen in Watson, Arkansas, 9.96 inches. Brownsville, Kentucky, 8.82 inches. Watson, Arkansas, almost reaching that 10-inch mark. We also seen Port Royal, in Tennessee, almost reached that 10-inch mark with 9.17 inches of rain. Gautier, Mississippi, 8.27 inches of rain. And we also, if you want to look at the highest total of rain so far, that is in the Sierra Bayou in Texas, 51.88 inches of rain, totally maxing out at that amount. But right up under that, Beaumont and Port Arthur are coming in 47.35 inches of rain, with Houston just a couple inches under, according to the National Weather Service, at 43.38 inches of rain. Those are due to drop as the water begins to flood out of these areas, out of these disaster-ravaged areas, these storm-hit areas. Our people are on the ground right now with the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, Black Hawk Disaster Relief Program, which was started during the weather onslaught in Haiti and had further alarm, more powerful during Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane America, more better term, and the new Black Panther Party Black Hawk has been on the scene since then. Everybody in the area of Mississippi, Louisiana, of our black community can attest to this, as we talked to Brother Johnny earlier before the show, and he said that some of the sentiments are the Panthers can help you, the Panthers can do it. So this is what we're hearing from the people on the ground, those civilians on the ground who are encountering the Black Panther militants, and they are able to get the resources they need at this time, being one of the most tragic times for those areas, and you just have to put yourself in that position to truly understand. You just have to put yourself in that position to be able to come up out of your pocket sometime. If it's not natural for you to do, then it's time that you do it tonight. We don't have any time for selfishness, and we all must be on one accord. So as we broadcast tonight, we have to remind everybody to visit www.mvppblackcross.com. Visit mvppblackcross.com to donate to these disaster-ravaged areas and help the new Black Panther Party and those officials on the ground, allies and comrades alike, to get this thing under control. It is out of control. What is happening with Irma is out of control. And with this thing hitting Florida, it will be further out of control. We are trying to get some type of control with our work that is done in the field. We are not out of control. We are professional revolutionaries that have the ability and training to provide this disaster relief assistance. So for those that are not in the area, but you know somebody that is in the area. We talked about it on last night's broadcast. If you're holding a grudge with somebody in Louisiana and Texas in your family, it's time that you call up, suck it up, swallow your pride, and check on your family right now because they may not be there anymore. We're looking at loss of life. We're looking at displaced people. We're also looking at some very strange talk about what is going on donated to the New Black Panther Party Black Caucus Disaster Relief. So as this recovery effort starts to go, we can also look at providing some kind of temporary shelter for our people. And we know that their lives will not be at jeopardy. Because their lives are at jeopardy right now, we're hearing some strange things going on. Now, one of the things that we mentioned about this chemical threat are these Superfund sites that, just strangely enough, you know, they say, you know, it takes for you to get locked up or to pass away before someone hears the truth about what is going on in America is locked up and passing away. So now we're hearing the truth about what is going on, and we did not know what a Superfund site was before this broadcast. Superfund site designated by the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, as being among America's most intensely contaminated places, many are flooded now with the risk of water stirring dangerous sediment. So we have to understand this. These Superfund sites, I want to give you an example of one of those sites. Let's take a look at it as an example. There's a Superfund site in Franswood, southeast of downtown Houston, called Brio Refining Incorporation. The water has receded but left a large layer of silt on the road, along with large muddy pools of poisonous debris. A drainage ditch leading out of the fence site was full and flowing into a nearby waterway. So that is one of those sites. There are a few of them in Texas. There are a few of them in America. But as, you know, these storms make landfall, we're actually learning a lot about what is going on, because these chemical plants, these Superfund sites, not really something we focus on a lot. We talk about the abolishing chemical warfare and biological warfare against our people, but have we really researched the serious threat that a storm can bring to these chemical areas, to these states that have these on site in them? Now, many oil refineries and chemical plants have caught fire, including the largest in the United States in Texas, owned by Motiva Enterprises, largest chemical plant in America, located in Texas, called Motiva, by Motiva Enterprises, had exploded. Large black pillars of fire came out, but from our understanding, we don't know if that plant is under control, but many of the plants, like our chemical plant east of Houston, have fires that were towering pillars of black smoke as well. But the plant had restored and regained its functionality, so they're able to cool down these reactors. But there were people evacuated from a 1.5 mile radius of the plant when all of that took place at the Arkema chemical plant. So we're looking at 30 miles northwest of Houston. A French chemical plant company warns that explosions were possible, but it seems like their warning was just a warning, as neither one of that, the French colonials, they did not have any of their plants explode, but it was just a warning, which is good news as we continue to look at this thing. Another spill released about 200 gallons of methyl acetate, which is a moderately toxic chemical found in glues and nail polish removers, and methanol, which can cause breathing problems, headache, nausea, released into a stormwater ditch after a waste tank overflowed. 200 gallons of methyl acetate, a moderately toxic chemical gas found in nail polish removers. Now, these factories are usually owned by international entities, but we're seeing a lot of these Asian factories, we're seeing a lot of these different European factories begin to have issues, not being able to have the regular functionality to cool down these chemical plants. How these chemical plants work is you have a chemical plant, whether it's a nuclear chemical plant, whether it's a coal-type plant, or whether it's an oil refinery. Well, all of this machinery, all these gadgets and gadgets, they have to be cooled down. And how that works is there's usually a hydro cooler or some type of reactor that uses water to cool the reactors. Now, if there is no water and there is no power, then there is no way to cool these reactors. So we also have to be on alert for these same things that will possibly happen in Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, all of these areas as far up to New York must be aware of this possibly happening, where these chemical plants are not able to continue on with their functionality, which could cause serious damage. Now, another thing that I was thinking about is Texas is the largest state in this country. Now, all of these smaller states, if there were to be a chemical explosion, it would be about Texas in this situation that it's not a good thing no matter what. But since the state is so big, then there are kind of places that you can go, kind of evacuate. You know, something can happen in South Texas that may not affect, you know, certain other parts of Texas. But when you have a place like Georgia or a place like Mississippi or Alabama that are not so big, then what happens in one place will definitely, without a shadow of a doubt, affect the entire state. So we could actually be looking at a higher death toll. We could be looking at more serious chemical threat and even a more serious displacement during the flooding, with these states being considerably smaller than Texas. So we have to understand what this thing is doing at this point with these chemical threats. They are very real. We also heard about the alligators in the water, but we want to look at some of the more lesser known and some of the more lesser amounts of rain totals. We have to get all this information. Pensacola, Florida, 7.95 inches of rain. So we already see that Florida is experiencing, from Hurricane Harvey, some of that damage. In Indiana, Henryville, 4.32 inches of rain in Henryville, Indiana, which is nothing compared to what we see other places. The Bayou Conway in Louisiana, 22.25 inches of rain. Snow Hill, North Carolina, 5.05 inches of rain. It was 5.05 inches of rain that we've seen. So we're looking at a very difficult situation as we continue on with tonight's broadcast. We've seen 31.26 inches of rain at the Houston Intercontinental Airport, George Bush Airport. We've seen 27.88 inches of rain at the Houston Hobby Airport. And check this out, Austin, Texas just maxes out with 10.28 inches of rain. That was the predicted standing rain for the areas outside of the original eye of the storm tonight. As we continue on with tonight's broadcast, Sister Dion, are you getting an alert on the screen, or is your screen clear?
My screen is it's still an overtime screen thing.
I'm getting strange alerts on my screen. You know what's happening right now is that, you know, with this being the ninth day of the radio broadcast, they do not want us to continue to broadcast. So what happened today is they gave us 15 minutes to broadcast, but now we're in overtime. So we're getting strange alerts on one end of the studio, and we're not getting them at the other end of the studio. But that should not discourage us to call in tomorrow at the same black time, at the same black place, 718-664-6398, for the New Black Panther Party live Monday night radio broadcast. We continue on tonight. So we're not going to be deter off the line. And for those that are in those areas that are not in those storm ravaged areas, but even if you are and you have the ability to give your report, it's more than necessary to go ahead and give your report. We want to send this Black Power salute out to the comrades that are on the ground right now, have been on the ground, and continue to follow the broadcast like Brother Kalfani. We thank you for lending us your time tonight. We were hoping to get Brother Ajani on the line because we wanted to hear. He had some very interesting things to say. Here's something interesting about this. Did we know that NASA reported earlier today that Hurricane Harvey bent the Earth's crust? My. Bent the Earth's crust. So we don't know how true that is, but it's just showing you the extent that this man-made disaster has gone. We don't know if it is a situation where the thing could turn back around, or where it's going with Irma. We don't know, because we were told Harvey was an absolute lie. We're told not to worry about it. It's not a topic of discussion. You know, it's like any other. It's hurricane season. It's hurricane season. So we're not going to believe that tonight. We're going to continue to prepare for Hurricane Irma. If you're in the areas of Houston, you're in the areas of Beaumont, you're in the areas of Baton Rouge, New Orleans, now is the time to visit those New Black Panther Party favorite areas. We want to have that number for the New Black Panther Party Black Cross for you all tomorrow. Let's not make it easy for them tonight with only a few people on the line. Let's wait till we have a full roll on the line to get out that number for all the people. But we will be giving out that number tomorrow as well, as how you can continue to help out the New Black Panther Party Black Cross. We want to also, as this broadcast continues on, start to actually break down how they are making these storms happen. And we can expect for those broadcasts to be peppered with as well. But we have figured out how they're doing this. So it's really up to us to do the research and up for us to they are tampering with the new Black Panther Party radio broadcast and actually put the perspective in their head that this is the place to get your up-to-date information on Hurricane Irma, up-to-date information on Hurricane Harvey, and up-to-date ground reports on Ground Zero on the ground as we continue on with tonight's broadcast. So we did say, Sister Deion, that it was getting kind of dark in Baton Rouge. Did it stop? Is it something to be worried about or what?
Right now it's still dark. It's kind of like thundering and drizzling, kind of like. Like it's about to rain. There was some real dark clouds. Like when me and you got off the phone earlier, like before I got home.
You said the clouds are moving fast.
The clouds moving real fast. Dark, thick clouds.
Yeah, we're definitely dealing with definitely something that's unnatural. I mean, we just have to come into the mindset right now that our people are dying. You know, our people are drowned out. Our people are flooding. You know, you have to put yourself in other people's shoes, and that's a problem that we have. You know, it's always, if it doesn't happen to us, you know, oh, well, that's so sad it's happening. Oh, I feel so sad. Well, fuck how you feel. What are you going to do about it?
Right.
I'm being real. Like, you know, nobody cares about your tears because your tears ain't going to save nobody. You know, it's a difference to have a sentiment and to only be sentimental because it's not you. You know, are you sad because it didn't happen to you, or are you sad because it happened to people? I wonder sometimes. I really do. You know what I mean? Like, are you sad because it didn't happen to you and your family, or are you really seriously looking toward the people? Because I feel like it's clear to see. If you are, you're going to do anything in your capacity. You're going to do anything to help, no matter where you're at. You know, no matter if you're in the state or not in the state. You know what I mean? So I wonder. You know what I mean? Where people's sentiment really lies, and I wonder how many people are actually taking this Hurricane Irma warning seriously. We need to take this seriously. We need to take it very seriously because we have just a couple of days more than our comrades